Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Chris Keller, who is coming to us from Winnipeg, Canada. Chris has been involved in holistic healing and a lot of fairly specialized technologies that we're going to talk about today, sacred geometry technologies, and even extraterrestrial-based information. And we're very pleased to have him on the show. I want to apologize for my voice. I was up till 1 a.m. in surgery yesterday, and I'm a little tired. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Chris. Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. Can
well,
you tell
thank
the
you
listeners?
So much. Thank you so much for having me on. Finally, we're able to get together and do this.
Yeah. We tried a couple of pre-records, but I was treating cancer patients, and they don't treat really quickly, so... I thank you for rescheduling. Well, Chris, tell the listeners a little bit about your background and how you became interested in healing, holistic health, and these technologies that are on your website.
Well, my background, for the most part, I've been in the printing industry all of my life. Mm-hmm. And an event happened about 10 years ago that basically changed my life, and that was the unfortunate passing of my first wife. And what happened there is it enabled me to change my outlook on life. It enabled me to change my course, my journey, if you will. And mm-hmm. I retired at the age of 47, found myself with nothing to do. And I discovered this whole world of alternative health, this whole world of mm-hmm. energy, this whole world of spiritualism, if you will. And it really took me by the hand and brought me to places and met people in this industry, let's call it, that really showed me the truth, that really showed me what's really happening within people's health, within people's life, and the true nature and causes of health problems. And I just said to myself, Chris, you gotta go down this rabbit hole. And sure enough, yes, it is a rabbit hole. It does get pretty deep, but it's very interesting at that. So my last 10 years, I've been doing research on the actual causes of health problems, the actual things that are within our environment, things within society, things within our universe that are all a contributor to people's health. And that includes everything from heart problems, to cancers, to depressions, to you name it. We've definitely gone down that route and uncovered quite a few interesting things.
Yeah, it's really, really important to understand the causation of disease. You know, if just looking at cancer, you know, there's so many different things that are thought to cause cancer. But really, if you look at the whole system, what causes cancer is anything that causes the organ to drop in energy. And then we've discovered that it's really a fourth dimensional intrusion from the fourth dimension into the third dimension, into that lowered organ energy that's the true cause of cancer. So you're not going to ever cure cancer by killing the cancer. You've got to raise the energy, and then that's where all these technologies come in.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. And you know, if you consider the fact that when people say, "Well, smoking cigarettes causes cancer," how come everybody who smokes cigarettes does not have cancer?
Exactly.
So you have to look at what is lowering the energy in that area. What is a contributor? And what I mm-hmm. what I look for is a lot of things like witchcraft and voodoo, and these mm-hmm. things are very misunderstood within humanity, because right away we think of you know, when witchcraft, you think of somebody wearing a pointy mm-hmm. hat with a wart on their nose, when in fact witchcraft and voodoo are basically intent to place illness upon someone. And this is something that we all do on a daily basis, basically.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk negatively about somebody behind their back, when you're
right.
thinking negatively about somebody because somebody's done you wrong, what that will do is incur a negative energy upon that person, and it may go to an organ that's already weak, weakening it even more, thusly causing some kind of illness.
Yeah, there's some esoteric information out there about lung cancer that I found very interesting. Now, you know, basically, Edgar Cayce said the thought that cigarettes cause cancer has actually caused more cancer than the cigarettes themselves. If you look at chemical toxicity, there are carcinogens in cigarette smoke that can cause cancer. So you have that toxic chemical component. But in actuality, this is what the esoteric literature says, that if you lie, you weaken the energy of your throat chakra, and that is connected to your lungs. And so people who smoke and lie a lot can actually increase their risk of cancer. And then what's interesting is if you don't smoke but you lie a lot, you can get brain cancer because the lie originates in the brain. In other words, anything that you do that will weaken your energy system can cause that whole thing to come down and get cancer in it. And then there's something called a generational curse, and we see that a lot with breast cancer. I treat a lot of breast cancer here, so I always do applied kinesiology on the cause. And there's a whole bunch of causes, hormonal, radiation, geopathic stress, infection, almost anything that can cause an infection, including mildew, fungus, virus, parasites, bacteria, can cause breast cancer or can decrease the energy that will help the cause of breast cancer. So we find out a lot, generational curse. And remember when I said cancer is a fourth dimensional intrusion into the third dimension? That's exactly what a curse is. And when you're talking about witchcraft and voodoo, it's a fourth dimensional energy because of what you're putting in the intent that intrudes into the third and can lower the energy in the breast so that that person that's cursed can get cancer. And that's how it works.
Yeah, that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's the basics of all and any chronic health problem, not just cancers. You name it, there's always going to be some kind of energy component to any kind of chronic health problem.
Right.
And then, you know, what I do is I clear out the energy component, and we use a system called dowsing with a pendulum, and I'm told, you know, what area is weak and what is causing the weakness, what kind of energy it is. Once you clear that out, then you can go after any kind of physical component. So in the case of, let's say, breast cancer, it could be iron buildup within the lymph nodes. It could be, you know, a few different things that are occurring, some type of bacterial infection possibly. And then you go after that. But ultimately, if you don't clear out that negative energy, whatever physical energy is there is always going to keep reoccurring. So you have to get rid of that one little sticking point of that nasty, dark, negative energy within you in order to really facilitate a strong healing.
And then if somebody's sleeping, if their bed is on a geopathic stress line, you got to get them off of it. Because, you know, you can clear out the energy, but if they keep sleeping on the negative geopathic stress line, they're, you know, the breast will continue to be low in energy. So you've got to be aware of the environment, too.
Yeah, it goes so extremely deep into the whole aspect of the negative in our lives, and not one person can really come up with all of the answers as to what it all is. And that's why, you know, I work in conjunction with a lot of other energy practitioners and people in this world, let's say, who have a different piece of the puzzle and try to put it all together to find the right answer for one specific person.
Yeah, and sometimes I do a lot of work. I was supposed to be on the X Zone last night at 10 o'clock. Of course, I was in surgery and they rescheduled it. But the X Zone is similar to Coast in Canada. I've been on there a lot talking about problems with breast implants. So if somebody has a ruptured breast implant, they're going to be really pretty deathly ill. The lady I was operating on last night was actually coughing up silicone. Isn't that bad? I mean, that is really bad. Silicone's full of toxic chemicals, and it's in her lungs. And then when she went into surgery, she didn't look very good at all. Her energy looked terrible. She was kind of gray-looking. And then I was with her, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning in recovery, and she looked so much better. Her whole energy field, even her husband said, she looked so much better. I mean, she was in pain because she was coming out of surgery. But even with that, her whole energy field looked so much better. And all I did was take out, her all the infection and the scar capsule that was filled with silicone. She had her implants taken out elsewhere, but they left a bunch of silicone in her chest wall. So that just goes to show that sometimes, you know, you remove the negative energy. I sometimes have to remove it in surgery, you know?
Yeah. There's so many different contributors. And if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, that's what the problem is. It's the duck you have to get rid of.
Right. So, you use an energetic technique to investigate what the problems are, because it can be more than one thing. And then that's very, very important, because you can't just assume that one thing always is the cause of a problem. You know, like you can't assume that everybody that gets lung cancer has toxic chemicals. I mean, they don't all. I mean, like you said, there's many different things that even are outside of this dimension that can increase the risk of cancer and other chronic health issues. So you have to kind of investigate.
Well, that's completely it. And, the search for the cure for cancer, the search for the cure for diabetes and so on and mm-hmm. so on, focuses on one specific type of treatment that's going to work for everyone.
Right.
Which in reality is just completely head in the clouds type of scenario, because
right.
everyone's cancer is for a different reason. Everyone's diabetes is a different reason. You know, I do find certain commonalities in these types of diseases and illnesses,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately there is a different script written for everyone regarding their health problem.
So you take a look, and as I do, at the energy field as a whole, and then you determine where the blocks are and what chakras are blocked, what organs are blocked, and then talk a little bit about the technologies that you found to change the energy, and what different ones are used for different problems.
Well, basically, when a client comes to me, we set up a focus. What do you want to work on? What is the issues with your health, with life, with whatever? And we take all that information and put it into a focus and start asking questions with my pendulum. And it's a very, very accurate device. I've got mm-hmm. it down to a point where I can ask simple questions and get elaborate answers, which is something I do on a daily basis. 9 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
5 days a week with people. And it'll give me instructions. It'll say, well, first of all, you need to reconnect the thymus gland to the thyroid to correctly maintain energy within the body. We need to reconnect mm-hmm. the soul to God. We need to do some kind of recalibration with the chakra system. We need
mm-hmm.
to move out some negative energies in the forms of witchcraft spells and all that type of thing, just to recreate a balance of energy within the body, so that when we start working, things work properly. There's no blockages in energy. Everything can flow nicely. So once we've done that, let's take a case of diabetes, for instance. So now we've reconnected the pancreas to the thyroid. We've reconnected
mm-hmm.
the brain to the pancreas, so that everything can talk to each other. Now let's go in and find what the true cause is. And what I've been finding lately within the research
mm-hmm.
I'm doing is that mad cow disease, or what we call bovine fever, is a very, very big, intricate problem within a lot of people in diabetes. And
mm-hmm.
there's so also with people with any neurological disorders, weak legs, heavy legs, spinal column issues. Now, what we do to move these things out, okay, is actually very, very simple. And most people can
mm-hmm.
do this if you put your mind to it. And that's using
mm-hmm.
a form of sacred geometry called using pyramids, okay? And it's a wire device that I have, and it's made by another my colleagues in Canada from Crystalline Incorporated, who builds these
mm-hmm.
these wire geometry devices. And the geometry
mm-hmm.
itself, in the universe, geometry is a very, very sacred thing. It's almost like a key and a lock. So if you use the right key to open the lock, you can get into the room and see what's in the room and clear it out, okay?
Right.
So I use this device. It's called a Vesica Pisces. It's a specific form of geometry that facilitates the feminine energy that is now governing the planet. Okay, so when I take this device and I find out I need to move out this bovine fever out of somebody's pancreas, we don't take a scalpel and open the pancreas and remove it. What I do is I use intent. So I'll hold the device over the person, and in most cases I'm working on Skype and on the telephone with clients all over the world. I just hold it over the telephone. We're using intent and energy. It travels at the speed of quantum energy, which is instant. And I'll just say the words to remove the bovine fever from this person's pancreas, and within seconds, it doesn't exist anymore. The frequency has been lifted. The frequency has been altered so that it does not exist. And it is as simple as that. And 99% of the time, most people will feel a tingle. They'll feel a change in their energy. They'll feel a warmth. Mm-hmm. They might feel some different sensations that show that that energy has been lifted. And it is as simple as that. But the hard part is with the pendulum, finding out exactly what all the contributors are. So one problem might have 15 contributors, and you need to start at the top and work your way to the bottom to get to the root.
So would you suggest that people in general try to eat organic beef in order to prevent this problem?
I think it goes a little deeper than the thought of organic to non-organic. I think there is some issues within the DNA of cows in general. And now this whole concept of the bovine fever goes to a level of the extraterrestrial level, whereas the ETs, what they're doing on a mass scale is tampering with DNA within humans, within animals, and they're doing experiments within DNA. Within many clients, I do find that they have a spliced DNA. They've been spliced with the DNA of a tree, and we've all seen the TLC TV show where this one gentleman has the skin of a tree, okay? His skin is like full of fungus, and it looks like bark. So in that case, someone's DNA has been tampered with. So we have to go into the whole concept of DNA sharing within the body, and then learn how to cancel out different strains of DNA within the body to facilitate the healing.
So that's something that you look at when you look at diabetes in general, is DNA tampering.
That is a very big concept that does come up, because ultimately what I find is that the insulin that's being created by your pancreas is not of a valid DNA. So your body does not recognize it as human insulin, and it'll reject it. So now your pancreas has to make more and more and more in order to fight the diabetes. Now, in some cases, that's not true, because a person needs to lose 200-300 pounds and stop eating donuts.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. But for the person who would normally be deemed quite healthy, and they have this type
of diabetes, right?
Yeah. Then you have to figure out there's something else going on here other than eating too many donuts every day.
Well, there's an interesting finding that Dr. Perlmutter had. Dr. Perlmutter's a holistic neurologist. I actually had him on the radio show talking about silicone, because there's a lot of neurological problems with silicone because of all the neurotoxins. And he was one of the expert witnesses at the Dow Corning things for the women. But he did a really interesting experiment where he did fecal transplants on patients with adult onset diabetes and had 100% cure rate. So I just wonder if there's something about recreating the proper bio environment with the microorganisms in the gut that somehow overcomes whatever is happening. Because there has to be something that we're eating. You know, I mean, it's probably something we're taking in orally that is messing with the DNA. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Well, if you look at what's happening with our food these days, you know, and I'm going to point a finger at Monsanto and all these companies that are taking food and tampering with the DNA so it's resistant to their chemicals and all this type of thing. Our bodies are smart. We're going to eat something and it's going to say, that is not of a DNA that my body can use, so I'm going to store it. I'm going to put it in my fats.
Yeah.
And then that creates, you know, it's problems just like that. So what is going into our bodies? You know, only the people who are developing the food know for sure. Even then, I don't think they know what's going in our foods. If everything we ate was of a 100% organic nature, it was grown in the ground that we put our own fertilizer in and we take care of ourselves and we know that there's no tampering with the seeds or anything, the chances of having a health problem are going to be a lot less. So, yes, what is going into our bodies? And if you're a person that eats fast food every day, that if that's your lunch, well, there's an old saying, poop in, poop out. You're going to have some garbage going into your body that is not, your body's not going to be able to use as energy and as a building block to repair any damaged tissues and organs and glands. So, yes, the food we're eating is of a nature that our bodies are just not used to dealing with.
Yeah, and you know, you got to wonder, I mean, there's a lot of Roundup that we're eating. I mean, when you look at it, they're putting Roundup genes in food, like Roundup-resistant genes in these GMO plants so that they can put Roundup on the field and it'll kill the weeds but won't kill the corn. So we're eating this stuff, and like you say, we may not even know what we're eating, but isn't it interesting that fecal transplant, which is like the feces of a newborn baby who's never eaten any of this stuff, is then curative. I mean, I'm just trying to figure all this stuff out.
Yeah, well,
it's very interesting.
If you look at our bodies and how they work, that there is an area that I work with and called the microbiome, and that is all of the good bacteria, all of the good pathogens within our body that help the daily function. So if your good bacteria, your all the microbiome that digest all the enzymes, all of this stuff is depleted. Then, of course, when you eat, and even if you eat some healthy food, your body isn't going to be able to digest all of it. So now that food is going to circulate through your body, and your body is going to look at it as a toxin because it's undigested.
Right. Yeah.
So now you're going to be sending free radical cells after it. Your body's going to get inflammation, and your blood's going to thicken up. All these different things are going to happen. So ultimately, we need to have a proper probiotic within our body to digest all of this food that's going in.
Yeah, a lot of my silicone toxic patients have leaky gut syndrome, which is what you just described, really bad dysbiosis. They have fungal mold overgrowth, bad bacteria. And what we do is we treat them with antifungals, especially like nystatin's good for killing yeast in the gut. We treat them sometimes with even antibiotics. If they have the small bowel bacterial overgrowth, there's a certain antibiotic that's good. And then what we do is give them Bifilon or VSL number 3. These are two probiotics that simulate the really good bacteria that they have lost. And it's different than the probiotic we give when we give somebody just antibiotics around the time of surgery. Usually when we do that, Bifilon and VSL number 3 are one bacteria, but they're the ones that the babies have. And then the orthobiotic that I give most of the patients that are just having surgery to prevent C. diff or diarrhea in general, they have like 8 or 10 different organisms in them. So they have a whole host of different organisms. So that's what I found. I found that if somebody's on a probiotic and you're going to put them on an antibiotic around the time of surgery, and you have to because they all have bacteria in their chest wall, and so, you know, you can't not put them on an antibiotic because you're operating on this capsule with bacteria in it. So I put them on orthobiotic, and they do fine. But these other women who I just described, who really have the whole microdome or whatever you call it completely destroyed, they need specialized probiotics.
One product that I've found, and I do have a colleague in Brazil that I work with, ongoing, talking mm-hmm. about information and just trading information. It's a yogurt from Switzerland called Bravo. And it's a two.
Oh, I eat that every day.
Yeah,
every day
it's
I do Bravo.
It's a yogurt. The yogurt, and then there's a suppository that you take. And what the combination of this stuff does is creates a protein called GCMAF, which is a microphage that will go in and eat and destroy cancers and funguses.
Right. And it's really very important. You can get the Bravo bacteria culture online, and then every week you can make yogurt. I use the yogurt maker, the Dash yogurt maker from Walmart, and it's like $13. And I make it every week. I buy I use cow's milk because I'm not allergic to it, but you can use other milks. And then you take about a half a cup of the yogurt from the previous week, put in some colostrum, and put in the boiled milk and mix it, and then leave it in the yogurt maker for 12 to 24 hours, and you just continue the line. And I've been on Bravo yogurt for a long time, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, I've heard lots of good results from it. Now, of course, this isn't the cure for cancer, but it's certainly a way to put all of
prevent
these...
Prevent it.
Yeah,
it's
good. Yeah, exactly. It's going to put everything back in your body that you need to actually have a functional digestive system.
And it's actually way more than just cancer. It's really helpful for your immune system in general, because a lot of problems occur when you have yeast or mold overgrowth anywhere in the body, but especially in the gut.
Absolutely. So, again, it's just a fundamental way to improve the health of your body so that your body can deal with anything. Ultimately, if our bodies are perfectly healthy and all the foods that we're eating were of a very high energy and no chemicals, our bodies could fight off and balance anything mm-hmm. out of what we eat. So you ingest a fungus, your body's immune system will go in and fight it. It's all of the crap that we're putting in that is lowering the immune system, lowering the body's availability to combat these pathogens.
And one thing I wanted to mention that, and I'm sure you've heard of these technologies because you're into energetic technologies, I recently bought a system called Vital Tone by Uriel that is a sound system that detoxes, and we're excited to be able to use it for detoxing the chemicals and silicone in these implants because, of course, it gets in the lymphatic system and goes everywhere. It goes to all the organs, and it's hard to get this stuff out sometimes. So one of the components of this Uriel system is a biomat, and you probably heard of biomats.
Yes.
Have you heard of them? Yeah. And so I was, I just took the biomat and started sleeping on it. And, you can like get an incredible amount of energy sleeping on a biomat because it's an energetic system that puts energy directly in while you sleep. And you sleep much better. You only need to sleep 4 or 5 hours a night. I mean, you don't have to sleep eight hours a night to feel well rested. So there's all sorts of energetic technologies that can be used that can help you, especially like with us, we're in surgery, and surgery takes a lot of energy out, and you need to put it back in sometimes through methods not involving just food and, regular things. So that's why we explore all these energetic technologies.
Yeah, replacing the chi energy within your body is a very key thing, and there are many, many ways to do it, from using different grounding devices, different types of crystals, different types of sleeping arrangements. There are, and every day I have people sending me, have you heard of this? Have you heard of that? And,
right.
And there's a lot of validity to all of it, but it does get a little confusing at time as to what do I need to use? And people will spend thousands and thousands of dollars trying this and trying that. And ultimately, just having a good grounding system in your body is a very key thing, so that the chi energy doesn't keep siphoning out, doesn't keep leaving. Spiritually being connected is a very important component. If you look at depression, and depression is something that I work very, very deep with, depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And the components that revolve around that all have to do with the soul. Everything with depression, with anxiety, and these low feelings of energy is probably 90% all to do with the soul.
Right. Well, when you don't have a purpose in life, when you've gone off the path of what you came to do, your soul contracts, if you've wandered so far off, what I think happens is the energy coming in from the higher dimensions that gives us, in the Bible it says, give us each day our daily bread. That's the energy that comes in every day. If that energy isn't coming in, then you do fall into depression. I mean, that's what that is.
Well, depression does have various stages and different meanings to it. What I have found, I've worked with some professional athletes who have sustained a lot of concussions. And we've all seen on the news that some people will actually take their own life because their depression gets so incredibly bad. And what I have found is that the soul sits within the hippocampus within our brains. That's where the soul energy is. And there's another area in the parietal occipital lobe called the well of souls. And these are all soul connections. Now, when you sustain enough blows to the head over a period of time, these connections are going to disconnect. So you're going to disconnect from your soul. It's like taking a plug and unplugging it from the soul, and then the soul will disconnect from this well of souls, and then the well of souls will disconnect from the foster system, and then the foster system can disconnect from God, okay? And all these connections that are unplugged will create higher levels of depression. So people who have taken a knock to the head many, many times, it will jostle loose these connections. And what I do is I very simply just use my energy tools and intend that the soul is reconnected to all these areas. And almost immediately, people feel lighter. They feel a bit more joy coming, and they notice something has changed. And it does create an effect of there goes depression.
Right. And, I was reading, actually in People magazine recently, that if you really look at what happened with O.J. Simpson, the rages that he went into, and then he may not have remembered what he was doing, and that whole thing when the Bronco was followed, he didn't speed up, he just kept going but didn't stop. That whole thing, there some people close to him were saying that they felt that it was from the concussion damage that he sustained as a football player.
And you
which is something we never even thought of before, really, or I never thought of before.
Now that with what we're finding with concussions and sports injuries, there is a lot to be said about if a person is putting himself in harm's way to have a lot of blows to the head. Well, you got to think that something is going to give.
Yeah, and a lot of irrational behavior occurs. When these football players, if you look at them later in life, they make really bad financial decisions. They make really bad decisions, and they have outrage, or rage problems. And they end up losing almost every – they have a lot of money a lot of times if they were real successful, but they end up losing it. A lot of people end up homeless. And so if you look at it, you really have to ask yourself if there's really something to this, which there seems to be. Are mothers and fathers going to let their kids play football, early on in life? And if they don't, then what's going to happen eventually to, the professional game? It's like with this knowledge, what's going to happen? I was at a Washington University alumni meeting, a dinner. And I was sitting at the table with a neurologist, and it was a coach that was, giving the lectures or the speech. And he raises his hand and he says, can you really justify having college football with what we know, now know about this concussion thing? And so the coach says, well, let's really start out with an easy question. You know, but the coach had no good answer for it. There is no good answer. I mean, there's no justification to we can't, you know, there's no justification to continue doing it, you know.
Well, you know, you take away all of the high paid sports athletes making millions of dollars a year.
Right.
If you give them $25 an hour to do their job, do you think they're going to put themselves in harm's way? No way. It's all about money. It's all about fame. It's all about being recognized and held high in society. It's all ego. And that's really what drives a person to put themselves in this type of situation.
Well, I think that, you know, I don't know. You can tell me if you're having success with this, because if you are, that's great. Because from what I can tell from the neurologist and from what I've read, there's just a lot of problems when that protein is laid down in the brain and people don't seem to know how to prevent it. And it's an ongoing thing, you know, when you look at the mechanism of what happens. Are you having success with it? Have you worked with football players that are in the midst of this disease that you can turn around?
The answer is yes. Success is there.
Good.
I don't come up on these radio shows to brag and to say I can do this, I can do that.
Right.
What I like to do is talk about things that do work, things that I have mm-hmm. found that can help humanity. That is the whole purpose why I do these radio shows, and it's a wonderful way to educate the public. But is there success? Is there success with everyone? No, there isn't. Number one, because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't follow through with the treatments. Number two, maybe it's something that is so incredibly deep that it's going to take many, many treatments to treat.
Right.
But for the most part, 90% of the time, there is almost immediate changes in the way a person feels as far as depression and anxiety goes. Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about removing the proteins, and this is something that I do look for. You do mm-hmm. the reconnections with the soul and different energy components of the person's body, mm-hmm. and then you go after that physical component, which could be an amyloid plaque. It could be some type of a heavy metal. It could be a lot of different things. And when there's an injury to a specific area like the brain, mm-hmm. what that does, as we spoke, is it lowers the energy, and then that enables mm-hmm. dark energies, negative energies, to come in and take over. They're like wolves, or they see something weak mm-hmm. and they're going to jump in. And that's the area that's going to be more greatly affected by multiple problems rather than just one little problem. So you really have to consider the brain and how it works on a spiritual level also, not just a medical level, and to be able to really get deep into these problems. So is working on depression easy for me? I would say yes, it is. Is it going to be easy for somebody who's a novice at this? No, it isn't, because there is a lot to learn other than just from a medical book as to how the body really works on a spiritual level.
Yeah, you know, in psychiatry, and it's not true that this isn't the whole picture, but in psychiatry, traditionally, they're saying, you know, there's a serotonin deficiency, there's a DOPA deficiency, you know, it's all about neurotransmitters. But if you look at the whole thing, there's always going to be disconnection of energy cords and energy systems that then result in the neurotransmitter deficiency. I mean, like you say, it's like these things that we can't see, the acupuncture meridian points, the chakras that are outside the physical body, the connections to the soul, the multidimensional connections that occur, the effect of curses and negative energy coming in from fourth dimensional sources on the third dimension. These are things that can only be determined by testing like applied kinesiology or pendulum. You've got to ask questions and get answers. You're not going to be able to run a lab test on this or do an MRI. And so it's really fascinating to me to see you know, the changes that can occur in neurotransmitter. And that's why I was asking about, you know, the protein plaques. I mean, you can't even diagnose these proteins, I don't think, until autopsy. I mean, you know, you can't, like, put needles in the brain and it just isn't practical. So you're going to have to determine things by other testing means than what they do at autopsy to see if it works. And I think behavioral changes, you know, getting rid of the depression, the anxiety, the inability to function, the rages, the emotional problems, that's really what you're going to have to look at with these concussion injuries. You know, it'll be more behavioral.
Yeah, and you know, and it gets a lot deeper than what we just talked about. If you go into the whole ET aspect of things, the reptilian, the draconian, the archonic, the gray aliens all get involved with all this, and their personalities themselves are not of a very nice mm-hmm. person. So sometimes that personality will show when these things you know, attach to you, and we're all born with a reptilian attached to us that monitors our day-to-day life and causes influence, and then that's one of the things I do is remove these ET aliens from us to help have our own thoughts, to help us have our own control over our free will and that type of thing. But it does factor in greatly when people have rages, when people have obscure thoughts, when people do things that are just completely out of the blue that are detrimental to themselves and to their surroundings. There is more and more and more involved, and on a daily basis, we're discovering more and more and more what is happening. You know, especially in the universe around our sun, there's a huge war being fought on a different level that we can't even realize. And there are pictures of it on the internet if you dare to go down that rabbit hole. But it does exist, and it does, everything that happens in the universe influences us as little humans.
Yeah, I was telling people in surgery the other day that how you tell that somebody is being influenced by these things is very simple. If they're doing things that are going to hurt them, then that is not something that's coming from their soul. In other words, they have another influence that is a negative influence, like you just described. And I'll tell you a story. I was, there were four discarnate beings that were at a particular juncture here, Holcomb Bridge and 400, and they were causing a whole bunch of accidents, many fatal, many bad, you know, like the one that I saw. I was coming down 400 and there was an accident off to the side of the road, and I found out later from the police officer the person was almost decapitated, okay? So I'm coming down the road and a woman next to me is looking at this accident, and then she runs into me, you know. This is pretty high speed too. So I go off on the side of the road, and she's off on the other side of the road, and it's raining and there's lightning. So she gets out of her car and she starts screaming and running up and down the road while there's lightning. So I look over at her and I go, nah, you know, there's something on her, okay? Because you wouldn't do that. Number one, you know, you just wouldn't behave in that manner because it puts her at risk. And, you know, she could get hit by a car. She could get hit by lightning. Nobody gets out of their car and it was really pouring rain at the time. So then she gets back in her car and she drives off. And I go, oh, good, glad. I can deal with my insurance company, USAA, great insurance company. I don't deal with hers. But then I couldn't get over, so I called the police. They got me over. They had to stop traffic on 400 and got me over. And then we went into Waffle House. And they told me about the decapitation, because I'm a surgeon, so I used to cover that hospital that the patients go to from this exit. And I knew there was a whole bunch of accidents, and they told me that. They said there's a huge number of accidents right here. So I go back, and we have a meditation group that meets every Sunday, has been meeting every Sunday since 1990. And, you know, the question is, why was I in this accident? This is the first accident I've ever been in, and I'm in my 50s, right? And the answer is because your meditation group needs to take care of the four discarnates that are causing this havoc. So we do. You know, we bring in the angels. We bring in the, you know how we do this. And
yes,
then the discarnates go away. And then I, later on, I confirm with the police the accidents have stopped. So I'm in an accident. I didn't get hurt. My car was, you know, bashed in a little bit, but it got fixed. It's fine now. I still drive it. So I'm in an accident with, and if this lady has this force on her, you know she does, but she had to in order for the accident to happen. And then that shows you how the negative forces work with the positive forces to do good. You know, there's always some degree of working together.
Well, the whole concept of discarnates and ghosts. I mean, yeah. We all see videos on YouTube about things that can't be explained, and of course they do exist. There's no denying that they do exist.
Right.
So let's consider for a moment that Adolf Hitler and Jack the Ripper, who are considered dead, their spirits are still wandering around causing havoc.
Right.
Okay, so now it gets a lot deeper into, you know, pedophiles and child rapists and different
murders and suicides, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Almost every suicide is this kind of influence.
It is.
And there's only one that isn't, and that would be if you've got riddled with cancer, pain medicine isn't working, and you call Dr. Kevorkian or talk somebody into giving you an overdose of morphine. And by the way, almost in every hospice, they just put that morphine bottle right next to the patient so that patient can take an overdose. No problem. Okay? So that's not this negative influence. That's just somebody deciding, I'm done. You know, I just want to leave. That's different. But almost every suicide I've seen has this attachment on them.
100%, and that's really why would a person even think about taking their own life? And you know, if you can catch yourself in that moment where you have that thought and say, "Wait a minute, what am I thinking?
Wait a minute, that's not me. My soul wouldn't do this." And anything that is interfering that isn't your soul needs to go. You know, I mean, it needs to go. And that's what you do. You determine it's there, and you help get it off, which is very important.
Now, one thing to consider, and you work in hospitals, and I'm sure you know this, is that, of course, how many people die in hospitals? How many spirits? Yeah, how many spirits?
They attach to me sometimes. I mean, yes. I'll be going down the hall, and then there's a presence right near my head and neck, and it's like somebody's just right there because I feel them. And then I have to tell them they're dead, and they argue with me sometimes. Because when people die in a coma, say you're in a car wreck, and you go into the ICU, and then you're in a coma, and then you die, a lot of them don't know they're dead.
That's correct.
It's weird, but it's true.
That's
what
100%
I do,
correct.
I have my friends who are also clairvoyants help get them off of me. Because sometimes I can't get them off of me myself.
Yeah, and that is definitely one of the concepts.
They give me a headache, and I don't get headaches. I mean,
if you feel all of a sudden you'll get a chill, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, that type of thing. That is a spirit going through you. That is a spirit in your vicinity. And I do a lot of house clearings, a lot of building clearings.
Uh-huh.
I work with a lot of real estate agents who can't sell houses because there's a spirit in there not wanting somebody to buy this house. And you feel that energy.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Now, actually, for real estate, that's a very, very important thing to do. These spirits can turn on TVs that aren't plugged in.
Oh, yes.
Think about that. That is, I mean, when we see some of the stuff that occurs, because our meditation group helps remove these spirits, we just do it for free. And we also remove generational curses if someone has cancer, and that's a big issue. So basically, you know, one of my friends had a spirit in their house that was not friendly. The intent wasn't good. And one of the things that occurred was the TV was turning on when it was unplugged.
Yeah,
that really is interesting.
How does that happen?
Exactly. You know, that's pretty clever. Yeah.
When my late wife passed away, well, I had, of course, a whole bunch of money that, you know, from insurance and everything, and I went out and bought myself a brand new stereo. And I've always wanted a certain stereo. I'm an audiophile.
Right.
I'm into music. I play in a band. I'm very into music. So I went and spent a whole lot of money on this stereo. a stereo mm-hmm. that should not ever break down. It broke down on me twice to the point where the manufacturer said, we can't understand what's going on here.
Right.
We take this thing apart. We cannot figure out what is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
right.
was not happy with me buying a new stereo.
Right,
she
got exactly.
the receiver and she blew it up.
Yeah. Well, when I was learning spiritual hearing back in the 1990s, my radio in my car broke 11 times. Under warranty, 11 times. You know why? I was supposed to turn it off. I wasn't supposed to listen to the radio. I finally figured it out. I turned off the radio because I, you know, Spirit was trying to talk to me. And you can't listen to rock and roll music and hear Spirit at the same time, or at least at first. You can later, but, you know. but, yeah, 11 times the radio broke.
Well, you know what? Spirit will do all kinds of weird things to get our attention, won't they?
That's right. When something breaks 11 times, you know there's something wrong there.
Well, many people will notice a number. And for me, before I got into this work, whenever I looked at a digital clock, it said 10:01. Of course, it was 10:01 at the time, but I paid very specific attention to that 10:01.
Right then,
where that means something, okay? And sure
right.
enough, it was my guides, it was Spirit trying to get my attention to go towards a spiritual type of healing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information to the listeners?
Absolutely. My website is chriskehler.net, and it's spelled chriskehler.net. All of my information is on my website. I have a link to my mm-hmm. YouTube channel where I've got hundreds of different videos, little snippets of information, all of my past podcast radio shows are on there. You can definitely dig deeper into the whole concept of my work through there. I do mm-hmm. have a Facebook page that you can access from the website. If you're interested in booking an appointment, which I do on a daily basis, this is what I do for a living, and my fees are only $70 a session, so it's not thousands of dollars and hundreds mm-hmm. of dollars like some people charge, which is beyond me. That's a lot of ego there. I don't like to charge a lot of money because I want to help you. I don't want your money. I want to help you. My booking right now, I'm booking into the end of March, so you got about a 3-week mm-hmm. wait before an appointment, which isn't very long at all. And if it's a chronic, mm-hmm. severe, critical situation, I can make something work to get you in. So please have mm-hmm. a look at my website, chriskehler.net. You'll see a lot of mm-hmm. different items on my web store. One of them is a course that I teach. Now, if you're interested in doing this type of work, I will give you everything that I use myself in my work and teach you how to do it. Okay, so I've got about 14 students so far all over the world. One in Croatia, I've got many in the States, I've got a couple in New Zealand and Australia who are doing this work, and they're doing it successfully. Mm-hmm. So check that out, and all of my energy tools are available on my website, and I will teach you how to use them properly.
Yeah, and I looked at his website. There's great tools on there. I really think that they're really something that many, many people can benefit from. I want to mention one thing, and I think, Chris, you'll understand the importance of this. There could be some people listening to this radio show going, I don't really believe in negative things that aren't in this dimension, the Christian concept of demons or the ET concept of that you were talking about earlier. There's no evidence of that. I need evidence, I need proof. But I want to put one idea out there. I think that the biggest thing that the negative forces ever did, the most successful thing in their favor, is the fact that so many people in the Western world don't believe it exists. Because when you don't believe it exists, you never take action against it.
Well, that's correct. And the biggest thing is the lie. All of the lies that have been brought forward, all the disinformation from all of these forces. And for the past many thousands of years, our world, our earth, has been governed by dark gods. Not God of love
that's
and light
right.
that we all think it is. It's something called Demiurge,
right.
which is a conglomeration of six specific different gods. And this is Horus, and there's Egyptian gods, Mayan gods that are involved. And it's all about disinformation. misinformation, leading the public astray so that we will not find out the truth. And that is what right. we're all after here. We're after the truth to our health problem. We're after the truth to our psychological problems, our emotional problems. And that's what we're starting to work on. And the energies have changed such in the planet, and very recently to a feminine energy, as I said before, mm-hmm. which is creating a scenario of God of love and light is now coming in, and he's now taking over and saying, okay, enough of this tomfoolery, you negative guys, time to leave and get out of here, and let's give humanity a break.
Yeah, I'm part of a book that Stephanie Marone is the editor of. It's called Goddess Shift, Women Leading for a Change. I talk about, health problems. There's Oprah, Michelle Obama, Angelina Jolie, Whoopi Goldberg, Jane Fonda. I mean, I'm probably one of the least known people. J.K. Rowling is in there talking about how Harry Potter was rejected 50 times before it was accepted, you know, by one publisher. think about that unbelievable fact I just told you, that 50 people rejected her first book. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That shows you what we're up against when something is trying to be blocked.
Correct.
Because her book was good. I mean, I can't believe that anybody that knew what they were doing that read that book in the publishing industry wouldn't recognize how good that first book was. You know, it just is unbelievable. But this is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. We live in a world where there are all sorts of things that aren't what they appear to be. And like you said, it's really important to get to the truth, because if you want to be healthy and happy in this world, there's a lot of things that you have to know to get past. Education, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, you know, what don't be on 16 different medicines, you know. It's not going to be good for you. There's just so much to learn.
There certainly is, and the knowledge is coming forward at an alarming rate. The truth is coming out at an alarming rate, and I think we have to look within ourselves. What is truly the truth that we need in our life at this time?
Right.
You got to weed through the conspiracy that is there. You got to know. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, if you need to know if the answer is right or not, does it feel good in your heart? Use thinking
right.
called heart minded. Don't try to logically right. figure something out. Does it feel good in your heart?
Right, right. Well, we're at the end of our hour, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. And next week, we're going to be interviewing... Just a second. I got to get my glasses on. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Liquid Luck. Joe Gallenberger, Liquid Luck. And then... After that, Nikki Scully's The Union of Isis and Thoth. And then after that, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy. But thank you very much for joining us, Chris. It's been a great discussion, and I encourage people to take a look at your website and give you a call for an appointment if they've got something that you can help them with.
Many blessings to all.
This is Dr. Susan Cobb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.